With Montana News, I'm Erica Zurich. Montana's top prosecutor has issued an opinion calling critical race theory and some anti-racism teaching programs and activities discriminatory. He says they violate federal and state law. Republican Attorney General Austin Knutson's opinion on Thursday bans the programs in the state. He made the decision after Republican Superintendent of Public Instruction Elise Arntzen requested he look at the issue. Montana is the latest of several Republican-controlled states to decry critical race theory as an attempt to pit racial groups against each other. Supporters of the theory taught in schools and in employee training programs say it is a way to examine how race and racism have shaped the U.S. Forecasters say the Clark Fork River has reached minor flood stage above Missoula and is expected to crest Saturday morning. The National Weather Service says the river topped the flood stage of 7.5 feet late Wednesday and is expected to rise almost another foot before cresting. Governor Greg Gianforte is objecting to plans by federal officials to alter water releases from a huge reservoir in central Montana in hopes of boosting populations of an ancient and endangered fish, pallid sturgeon. Much of Montana is in drought, and the Republican governor says the proposal could deprive farmers of water during crucial summer months and flood them with too much water in the spring. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is proposing to alter water flows on a test basis along the Missouri River between Fort Peck and North Dakota's Lake Sakakawea. More water would be released in the spring to attract fish to move upstream and spawn. The United States is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to deny Montana and Wyoming's complaint over a proposed coal export terminal in Washington state. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The U.S. Solicitor General filed a brief with the court Tuesday, saying that Montana and Wyoming's case is moot after the project's parent company declared bankruptcy late last year. Montana and Wyoming filed suit against Washington State in early 2020 after Washington denied a water quality certification to Millennium Bulk Terminals. They argued the coastal state was positioning itself against coal and blocking landlocked states from access to port infrastructure. Washington denied the claims and asked the Supreme Court not to take up the complaint. In a statement, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon expressed his disappointment with the U.S. Solicitor General's position. He urged the Supreme Court to continue with the case because, quote, the core issue of reaffirming a state's constitutionally protected access to markets remains unresolved, end quote. Montana Attorney General spokesperson Emily Cantrell says Washington State has taken a political stand against coal, and Montana is entitled to challenge what she calls an unconstitutional policy. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
The Montana University system is freezing in-state undergraduate tuition during the coming school year and raising it the year after. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kevin Trevelin reports.
Montana has the third lowest four-year tuition costs of Western states, about $2,000 per year below average, according to Montana University System data. Deputy Commissioner Tyler Trevor says regular tuition freezes have made the state's flagship public schools more competitive with other Western colleges in recent years.
We've moved that dial all the way back to below the average, where you want to be, more affordable.
University of Montana and Montana State University tuition for in-state undergraduates is about $7,500 per year. Montana's flagship schools become more expensive than average regional colleges, with room, board, and fees included. Mandatory fees at UM and MSU will jump in the coming school year. In-state undergraduate tuition rises the year after. Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian says the tuition increase is generally in line with inflation. Montana University tuition costs rose in the 90s and early 2000s as state higher education funding waned. The university system started freezing tuition nearly every year after 2006 as the legislature boosted university funding to make up the difference. Commissioner Christian.
Where we've gained most of the revenue advantage has been through state support and leveraging non-resident tuition as best we can.
Non-resident undergraduate tuition is set to rise 4-5% at UM and MSU over the next two school years. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
This is MTPR.